You can't push it, can you? You can't push it. Right. Let's just come into God's presence. Let's stand. The good thing about when we're together as leaders is we don't need a long runway to get into God's presence. We come. Yeah. I always feel like the acceleration is amazing. It's actually like riding Paul Haycraft's electric bicycle. If you've ever had a ride of it, it just takes off. It's amazing. And so that's the excitement. We don't have to have a warm-up phase. So let's just start to lift up God. Lord, we thank you, Father. Lord, we exalt you, Father. Lord, we proclaim you as King, Father. Lord, we ask that you would be preparing our spirits, Father. Lord, that you prepare us to receive the words you've got for us today, Father. Lord, cause us to be willing and open. Lord, I pray that you would be working on us, Father. Lord, and we want to exalt you. We want to lift you up and proclaim you as King, Father.
You made it all. The universe is yours, oh yours. You place the stars across the sky, heavenly angels at your side. You made the earth, the beautiful earth, all the mountains and all the trees. Abram valleys, hidden hills, where the rivers weep to the waiting sea. Every creature, great and small, you are the one who made them all. And you made me, and I will be forever. The sacrifice was already made. You would send your son to die on a tree at Calvary, to suffer the pain, suffer the shame of all the sin and all the blame. Your body was aching, your death was aching, his heart would break, and death would take him. And as he cried, the angels cried for the king upon the cross in the place of me. And I will be, and I will be forever in. To be, you had a plan. You had a plan for the fall. Sacrifice was already made. You would send your son to die on a tree at Calvary, to suffer the pain. that came upon the cross in this place of me. And I will be forever in awe of who you are and all you do. You love this place for all to see. The price you paid to be with me, and I will be forever in awe of who you are and all you do. You love this place for all to see. The price you paid to be with me. exalt the Lord's our God. Exalt the Lord's our God and worship at His footstool. Worship at His footstool. Holy is He. Holy is He. Exalt the Lord our God. Exalt the Lord our God and worship at His footstool. We worship. God, holy, holy is He, worthy is He, worthy is He, holy is He, holy is He, you are holy. Sienna, me and I, holy, holy and anointed one, we lift your name. Sienna, me and I, oh, come, let us adore Him. Oh, come, let us adore Him. Oh, come, let us adore Him. Christ the Lord, for He alone. For He alone Alpha and Omega. The Lord, the Alpha and Omega, magnificent, radiant, the risen, living Savior, the Alpha and Omega. That's what you are, the risen conquering Savior Christ, the Lord. Oh, come, let us adore Him. Oh, come, let us adore Him. Oh, come, let us adore Him, Christ the Lord. Let's give Him all the glory. Let's give Him all the glory. Let's give Him all the glory. Christ the Lord. Let's give Him all the glory. 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 He cries the Lord. He'll come again in glory, and all will bow before again. And every knee in heaven and earth will bow.
Forever will adore Him, Christ the Lord.
A sense that people are coming to this weekend feeling battle weary, some people feeling dirty and grime has built up on them over the last little while, and it just feels like it's stuck. I degreased the chain on my bike this week and I had to soak it in degreaser for hours, and it got right inside all the bits and pieces and all the stuff come out that I couldn't even see on the chain in the first place. But there was a grime on that chain that would not come off. I had to get a screwdriver in there and really dig around. But there was a sense of soaking, and it took some time. And I feel that God wants to bypass that for us today. And I think He wants to wipe clean the tiredness. If people are feeling battle weary, I'm not talking about a kind of normal tiredness, I'm talking about a spiritual tiredness. And I think God wants to wipe that completely clean, and He wants to start from something brand new today, fresh out of the box. There's no grime, there's no dirt, there's no evidence that that's ever even been there. And I think God is saying this to impart a faith in those of us that feel that that's not possible, and it doesn't feel like the grime can come off, that chain is black and that's how it now is. God's saying that's different, that's not the case now. He's come to make things new, and He's come to renew our minds. Lord Jesus, come now and move in this room. Holy Spirit, come and work in us. Those of us that feel genuinely, deeply battle weary, Father, that you would just undermine that now, Father. Undermine any foundations that have been built that are not of you in our lives, and cause those things to crumble. Lord Jesus, come and degrease us now. Get into all the places that we don't realize that we're feeling tired, we're feeling grime has built up. And Lord, come now and wash through us, that you would make us new. Father, that you would impart faith to those that don't feel that's possible, or feel that the grime is become part of who they are, and that's undermining their identity. Lord Jesus, come now and freshen that, and fill us with your Spirit in that, Lord.
Just to add to what Michael brought, really. So I kind of snapped out of sleep at one this morning with the word battle in my mind, and I just kind of laid awake for a bit, and I was thinking about, I'd heard that several people had difficulties getting here. So there was a car accident, there was a breakdown, someone else had had a child really ill, we'd had Jenny had not been well in the week. So it felt like there's an opposition to us gathering here, and just a sense of God really wanting to emphasise the importance of this corporate gathering, and that sense of, yeah, we are in a battle, but we need to declare who He is, and to really see breakthrough. We can expect breakthrough. And as I was standing worshipping, I felt like there's some people thinking, I don't really know why I'm here. Either I'm not good enough to be here, and stuff's gone on in the week, and I just feel a bit condemned. Or, you know, why would I be here? And God wants to say every single person, it's really important that you're here, and that what Michael has brought is really, really key. And I had that, I listened to that song, Raise a Hallelujah, this morning, and I just felt like that could be a good declaratory thing.
Spirit, lead me where my steps without borders. Let me walk upon the waters, wherever you would call me. Take me deeper than my feet could ever wander, and my faith will be made stronger in the presence of my Savior. Spirit, borders. Let me walk upon the waters, wherever you would call me. Take me deeper than my feet could ever wander, and my faith will be made stronger in the presence of my Savior. Spirit, me where my feet, when you walk upon the waters, whenever you melt on me, take me deeper than my dwelling.
and my faith will be made stronger in the presence of my Savior. Spirit, lead me where my trust is without borders. You walk upon the waters.
Lord, in this song we are declaring that we desire something and recognize something which cannot ever be naturally obtained. It's not something we can learn. It's not something that experience teaches us. It takes us beyond the realms of our rationality and our ability to comprehend and understand. Lord, we kind of take a breath before we really declare that. And yet, Lord, the compelling nature of your love, the absolute conviction that you will go with us, that wherever you want us, you take us, that you'll never leave us nor forsake us. Lord, that your promise is a yea and amen forever and ever. And Lord, that our confidence could be in you and in your abiding presence and in your care. And we sit back, Lord, and we marvel at what we see you do with the saints of old and the stories that we've heard and the testimonies that we hear amongst us. And we say, but God, but God, but God. And Lord, we just join together again to declare before you, Lord, you're the only place that is worthy of our confidence. You're the only one. And Lord, we uplift your name. We say you brought us into a relationship with you that passes the limitations of what is reasonable, what is arguable. It's supernatural. Oh, hallelujah. 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 We revel in the truth that you said you never leave us nor forsake us. We revel in the joy of the abiding presence of one who we can rejoice with, one that we can come to with anything and everything. Faithful, faithful God. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's just lift up his name again. Jesus. 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 Oh, hallelujah. 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 Blessed be the name of the Lord. All right, do take your seats. you do realize that the enemy can tell you something that's true, but it's still a lie. Can declare a fact, which you can say is true, but it's still the intention is to deceive. Yeah, that's an interesting thing. Say something that is true in order to deceive. Mm. So we listen to him. We listen to God's word. We listen to what the Lord says. And we bring all those other things, cast them aside. Anyway, delighted to have Terry and Linda with us. Met Terry a couple of years ago at Giovanni's conference. Came back saying to you guys, I don't know, I think I've met with somebody who has a genuine desire for relationship. Then he kindly invited me to various conferences and things. And I thought, I came back and I said, there's something that just resonates. I don't find any competition. I don't sense performance. The very things that we see as key, critical and dear and the genuine outworking of relationship. We're really appreciating the goodness of God. Then he came nearly a year ago and brought the very word that we are pursuing even at this time. The issue of looking, pursuing the presence of God. So Terry, it's great to have you with us. And you can come and share for as long as you like until coffee time.
Thank you so much, John. And I've actually got kind of a big mouth, so. It's part of being one of six boys in the same household. Good morning.
Good morning.
It really is morning. It's about 3 o'clock.